This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man. Episode 122. Hey. We already did our tattoo live. We had a lot to say over our Modelos, but now it's been a week. Obviously, it still hurts. What's up?
I'm out.
What's up?
Las Vegas Aces, bro. How are we not leading with the Las Vegas Aces right now? Back to back WNBA.
Dude, so they got the Knights and they got the Aces. Dude, good for them.
Dude, I didn't realize Tom Brady's a minority owner in the Aces.
All that guy does is win.
It's Mark Davis and Tom Brady.
Are you serious? All Las Vegas franchises that he owns now? Raiders?
Pretty much. Is he going to get the A's next? I doubt the Knights. Las Vegas Aces, all right, well, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats, guys. Was LeBron there?
No, he was apparently teaching the team how to play blackjack. Apparently he's a gambling guru now.
I saw that. Yeah, he gives his picks every Sunday before the games. I like how he gives out his Thursday picks on Sunday. He's like, "Oh yeah, I had that Thursday."
Oh, that's typical. Just as he finished reading the cliff notes of whatever book he's starting to read this week.
All right, well, okay, man. I mean, I know we had a whole panel of upset Dodger fans that night. It's been a week. Friedman talked yesterday. Some of the points that I got, what he said, it was a failure. Obviously, thank you for telling us that. We all know that. And then the main thing is obviously he's keeping Roberts. And your thoughts are, what are your thoughts on that?
Terrible. Look, here's the thing. I know the argument. I get the argument. Roberts wasn't out there hitting. Roberts wasn't out there trying to pitch. These guys stopped hitting for him. I get it. I understand that argument. But at some point, we need a different voice in the locker room. What is the definition of insanity? We keep on doing the same exact thing with the same exact guy. And I told you earlier this year, don't forget this. I need to go back to this because I need to toot my own horn here. We can't go backwards. I said when Joe Kelly came, I said when that little clown Kike came doing his little dances in the dugout, we can't go backwards. And that's what happened. Dave, I'm sorry, you got to go.
I love Roberts, and he's a great regular season coach. But you're right. At some point, you need a new voice. Like maybe how about Andy Reid with all the Eagles years? They had successful years, but did they ever win? Maybe what they won.
No.
Not that he was a bad coach, but I think it was just time to move on. Maybe now, maybe it might be with Patriots. They might have to move on from Belichick. Not that they're bad coaches, but.
And how many times in those Andy Reid years did McNabb not show up in January?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the same thing. They're not showing up for Roberts.
So it might need to be, I mean, it's tough because I could go back and forth. Like it comes down to the players, right? But. And then we lost all those pitchers and all, but it's like at some point,
you have to blame that though. No, I can't blame that because we still won 100 games. I told you, we still won the West. Congratulations, another West banner. We own the West t-shirts in the merch.
Pop the champagne bottles, right? Which you hate them doing.
I can't take it for winning the West, dude. Come on, we got to act like we've been here before.
But I guess the only thing, you know how Rangers, look at the Rangers. Last year, who was their manager?
It's the same thing.
But then, they brought in a new voice, Bochy, and look at what they're at. They're two games. He wasn't last year, though, right?
But here's the thing with the Rangers. Look at the Rangers. They started retooling. The Rangers started retooling, I would say, about 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago. They got the pieces in order. Then they brought in the manager to bring it all together. And I think that's the problem. Yeah. We just keep on trying to feed Roberts all these all-star guys. And I think we need to get the core unit, get the group, and then bring Roberts in.
That's what I was saying. I was agreeing. Look at the Rangers, because sometimes manager does matter. Because look at the Rangers. There's two wins away from the freaking World Series just by a manager, you know? They had those guys last year, you know? Besides, Seager was on the team too. So, I don't know. So you're pissed, or you're not really, or you know we're going to go out there and win another 100 games next year, and it's going to be all the same shit. We're going to lose in the...
At this point, it's going to be the same thing. Until I see difference, it's going to be the same thing. And everybody, I saw the chatter online, another 60-game series. Dodgers can't only show up when it's a, abbreviated season. Dude, I think Roberts, as he's done a great job in April through September, and somehow the clubhouse just doesn't do it for him anymore come October. And I think we need to make a change. I think we need a new voice in the clubhouse.
But they're obviously, they're going to keep him one more. This is now, this is it right here, right? This is the last chance.
If they keep him this year,
was there any
Kershaw's coming back one more?
Oh yeah, that's our next topic. Kershaw, what they said, if he wants to come back, obviously if he wants to come back, they're going to keep him. Do you want him more, or you think?
I'd be very interested to see what happens with Texas. And I think he's probably watching this last bit of the playoffs. I think imagine if Texas gets the World Series and they come up a game short. Do you think he goes there next year to just end his career in Texas?
We thought he was going to go there last year. Yeah.
And can I ask you a question? I don't even want to think about it, but how pissed would you be if he goes to Texas next year and gets a ring? Pretty, I know he's got one. Man. He's got the Mickey Mouse ring. I get it. But like, what if he goes there, just has a great season, not lights out Kershaw like he used to be, just has a great season and gets a ring? Would you be pissed?
I'd be pissed. I know he's going to pitch again. I'm just not sure if it's for the Dodgers, because there's no way he wants to go out like how he did, right? Six, not even getting out of the first inning.
I don't know, dude. This is the first time I ever saw. I don't think this happened in the past postseasons. They showed it on. It was all over social media. It was on the news. Dodger fans were driving over his jersey after that game.
That's ridiculous. Even you agree with that. For how much he's done for our franchise? Come on.
No, don't get me wrong. I love how much he's done for our franchise. He's going to go down as the greatest Dodger pitcher in history, I think, in my opinion. No offense, Sandy. But he just can't do it for us in October, dude. It's just, again, definition of insanity. Throw Kershaw out there. Kershaw gets shelled. Dave Roberts tries to pull a rabbit out of his hat. It doesn't work. We need something different. I don't know. I mean, we saw Mookie's reaction going back to the dugout. We saw Freddie just kind of out of it.
And then you watch Phillies and all these guys are all freaking, if they get out, they're still up on the dugout. They're all pumped up. They have heart. Mookie and them didn't seem to care, right? They did not seem to care.
He's thinking about his 300 game.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, how about isn't it nice seeing Trey and Seager just smash the ball all playoffs? Seager did this for us. Seager was good for us, but Trey, what the fuck, man? Son of a bitch.
I know. Oh, hitting is contagious, though. You look at the whole Phillies lineup right now. They're all hitting. The whole team's hitting.
Insane. Even your boy Schwarber. You hate that guy?
I'm not a fan.
But he does come through when it matters. He comes through.
He does. When I think of Schwarber, I instantly tie it to Muncy, who's now on an option. Now, look, we got to start thinking about some of these guys that are option years. Are we bringing them back? Are we bringing back Muncy? Joe Kelly, I have to assume he's gone, right? We're not going to stick with Joe Kelly.
You don't want to go backwards anymore, right? So you
don't. I
don't. You don't think we're going to keep Kike? It's hard to even tell. Who are we going to get as a pitcher?
Sorry, Kike.
Who's that Yamamoto guy or whatever? Or
I think he's still a year away, though. I don't think he's
going to. Someone was saying maybe Nola. He's a free. I mean, I don't know.
You know what's funny? I talk so much trash about Nola these past couple of years, but he keeps on going deeper than we do in the playoffs. So, man, can't beat him. Join him, I guess.
And the Diamondbacks are who we thought they were, man. Right? We should have beat these guys. I know it's only two games.
They're not fully out of it. No, they have to go home now. They're going home for three. They're not fully out of it. I mean, the interesting one is Texas taking two on the road. If Texas loses this series, they got nobody to blame but themselves.
I agree. I wish we could be playing Phillies right now. But then again, I was like, was anyone going to beat the Phillies this year? Could we even beat the Phillies with our? No way, right?
I think we could. I mean, that's the thing. October, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Look, we've lost to the Padres. We've lost to the Diamondbacks. The Braves are out. I mean,
that's another thing. Let's just like we were saying the other day, everyone should just talk about the Braves. They're the biggest failures this year, right? Not the Dodgers.
Well, not only that, but every single 100 game winner was out in the first round.
Yeah. So let's just, don't put it all on the Dodgers, guys.
But I mean,
okay. Still, well then going on that, do you have to change the playoff format? Because since we're on that topic, 100, do you have to change the playoff format or no?
Well, Manfred already said that he's not going to do it. He's telling everybody just stay with it, just trust the process. He's not going to change it. I'm not a fan of it right now, but we got this piece of
shit. I'm not a fan of giving up. I don't want to be excused since the Dodgers, because look, all the 101 say, I'm not a fan of the 5-game series, and I don't really like giving baseball players a week off. I don't know.
And the stupid thing is, I understand, you look at NBA, you look at hockey, they all have 7-game series, their playoffs go for over 2 months. Dodgers always try to make their playoffs last for 1 month. Even this year, the World Series bleeds into November, which is typically kind of weird. The only time that's really happened is when we had the 9/11 pause. Mm-hmm. I don't like the 5-game series either. I think they need to get rid of the extra wildcard teams. I think they need to run 3 7-game series. You could still finish that in a month because, you know, we're not NBA. We're not taking six days off between games.
Yeah. I just don't understand how you play that long of a season and then playoffs is only a month long. I just don't.
I think if you want to add an extra wild card, have it a one game plan. Have it a one game plan. Maybe, you know, winner of every division wins and you got 2 wild cards that joined.
Yeah, because they do a best of 3. This team gets hot and they ride all that momentum into the team that was just off for a week. It's like, dude.
5 teams from each league, but I get it. It's money every year.
I know.
The team that gets that gets to make a wild card.
That makes up like for the whole. Yeah.
The Florida Marlins are selling, you know, we own October jerseys in the freaking clubhouse.
It's good for the small market teams. I agree.
But really, in honesty, it should be 5 teams make it, 2 wild cards, play a 1-game winner take all. Put it on a neutral field if you want. I don't care. 1 game, and then you got 3. You got a division series, the CS, and the World Series. Each one 7 games. And just think, World Series used to be 9 games back in the day, a century ago.
Really?
Yeah, it used to be 9 games. You had to win 5 out of 9.
Jeez. The Dodgers' support, was last year more disappointing or this year?
I think last year, because this year, and that's why I think Roberts is keeping his job, because he has pitchers, so many excuses in his back pocket.
Last year, there's no excuses. This year, there's a lot. And then,
even though I don't want to use them, I don't want to use these excuses.
And how is there a way we could sneak in and not win the division? It's so hard to, because you obviously want to win a division, but how can.
Yeah.
It's impossible, though, right?
Because you want to stay hot. You know, you can't really tank in baseball. It's not like NFL. You can't tank.
Oh gosh!
It's enough Dodgers for this. It's enough Dodgers for this rest of this year.
It's already making me pissed off. Let's get on to the Kings right here, man.
No more Dodgers. Here's the rule: no more Dodgers till February, right? When pitchers and catchers report.
I'm down for that. Or unless they make a move,
big signing.
Okay, now let's get on to the Kings. They're on the board. They got their first win of the season. There we go. Boom, pucks on that.
Should have had their second one of the season because we were hammering that live bet in Barney's.
Oh god.
Why did we do this to ourselves?
Dubois. How do you say his name?
He's legit, dude.
He scored against his former team. There you go. And then Trevor Moore is showing why he got the extension. What he had 2 goals.
Two goals. Beast. At this point, again, we just have to keep on hammering the over, right?
Yeah, every time.
Hammering the over on the Kings. If anybody's out there listening, hammer the over on the Kings every single game.
But that's a great win on the road. And then tomorrow they got another one, a tough one at Wild. Then they got to go home against the Bruins. So it's not getting any easier, right? But it's still early. Yeah.
We did talk about this. The beginning part of the season is kind of brutal. It is kind of brutal. But you know what? I kind of like it. Give us some stripes now. Toughen us up now.
Yep.
Let's see what we're made of right now.
We go back to back with the Coyotes and then we end the October with Knights and Leafs. Yeah, it's freaking tough.
I will say the Arvidsson thing is hurting a little bit. Yes, I feel it.
How long is he out for? It does not sound good, right?
I didn't get a timetable. I haven't seen it and I can double check right now, but I think we're feeling it.
And are we liking the goalie? Talbot? What was it? He looked good yesterday.
I think the verdict's still out on him. And we know goalkeepers are hot and cold. They go up and down all season. So
he's a veteran, right? He's been around. Yeah. I don't know. It's so early, but it's nice to get on the board. Continue the pucks on that. We need RV back. Fiala needs to start playing better, dude. What the fuck? Paying that guy so much money.
Yeah, I know it's early. It's early. Let's give it some time. I'm trying to see if they got an update on Arvidsson, see how long he's out. Looks like injured reserve. Consider month to month, not even day to day, month to month.
Oh, no. I think it's a non-contact one, too.
It could be a while, and this was last updated on the 14th. So, I mean, we might not see him till maybe December.
Yikes. Hey, just get him back when it matters, though, right?
Very true. Get in, get him back.
Anything else we want to talk about before we go to the picks? I mean, Lakers are a week from today, less than a week from today. I mean,
what are we thinking about this Lakers team? Should we give a little preview? It's less than a week.
I thought they had a great offseason. Remember, we loved it.
My favorite thing is, and this, I don't mean, I thought it was a stand-up comedy, and then I had found that it was real, that AD is saying that he's wants to play every single game this season.
Which makes no sense.
Is that even physically possible?
Well, that's not possible. And why, you're another year into it, dude, we don't need you to play. We just need you to be there for October.
You know, the thing is, I think he's actually hearing
we need you for June. Yeah, fuck it, or whatever.
I think he's hearing the chatter, and I think he's just trying to hype up the fans and be like, no, I'm in this. I'm ready. My body feels good. I want to play every single game this season. I think he's just trying to hype himself up and try to quiet some of the doubters when we all know it's either LeBron thing or a leg thing or a heart attack.
And LeBron shouldn't play it fucking that much either, right?
Well, now what's the stupid new rule? You can't rest two stars in one game.
And there's a play-in tournament. There's a play-in tournament too, or like tournament.
I can't keep up.
Yeah, I can't keep up either. But I'm pumped for the Lakers. But that's going to be another long. Like it's going to be a long season. We're going to probably make the top four. I think we're going to be really good. I like our signings.
Reeves. And where do we start the season? Watching Denver raise the banner.
And can we sneak out a win? Little sprinkle on Lakers money line.
I like it. Is there a line on it yet?
I don't know, but I think they win that night, right? Djokovic is still, you saw that. Joker is still,
he's still partying?
No, you saw him like looking at horses during practice. You saw that thing, right?
Oh my God. He bought one just recently.
Yeah, he bought big horse guy.
I was going to say, I could have sworn he just bought one. What's opening night? Yes, there is a line. Denver -4.5. Over under 227.5 in that Laker game. Lakers a 4.5-point dog.
Let's see how this schedule goes for to close out. So we got at Nuggets, home against the Suns, at the Queens, home against the Magic.
I mean,
I see
a lot of winnable games, I think.
I see.
What do you think?
If we sneak out that Nuggets win, I see, and then home against the Suns, I'll be happy with 3-1.
I feel like I don't think the Queens are going to be that good again. Is that just me, or am I like kind of not giving them enough credit?
I don't think they're going to be as good. I don't know. I've been so focused on the Dodgers and shit, but
November 1st, we all know we can't beat the Clippers. It seems we can never.
So that's
beat
a
the
loss. Clippers. Damn, we played Magic right away, twice and.
Wow. Back to back, one here, one on the road.
I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be a long season, but a good year, I think. As long as our guys stay healthy. Yeah.
I mean, we'll get a higher seed than we did last year in the playoffs. I don't know if we'll go deeper. I think we're still going to have to run into the buzzsaw that is Denver. Yes. Don't forget about the Suns.
Yeah. I think, dude, I don't really care about the seed as long as you get in. Just show that last year. Look how far we got. As long as our guys are healthy at that time around, we should be good.
I mean, right now, who has to be the favorite to win it all? It has to be Milwaukee, right?
Well, Milwaukee because of the Lillard trade. And then are Warriors going to be that good? I mean, they got Curry. Anytime you got Curry.
We called it. Their dynasty is ended.
Yeah. And then who else? Nuggets will be good. Suns will be good.
Celtics. I mean, the Celtics seem to always just keep on retooling.
Are Clippers going to be good?
Dude. If Paul George and your boy Kawhi actually played, they could be decent.
That'd be good. Mavs, who they got? Kyrie and they'll be good, but they can't stop anyone, but they'll be good.
No, Kyrie's a cancer. We've already discussed this.
Memphis? How long is Moran out for? I don't know. I don't know. We'll start talking basketball.
When does he get his ankle bracelet off?
I think it'll be a good year for Lakers. Just stay healthy, and we'll obviously talk Lakers every week once the season gets going. We'll see how our signings do. I like that we kept the main crew, and then we signed some. Who's like Christian Wood should be good. Who else is that?
We just got paid.
We got the guy from the Heat that was good in the finals, right? What's his name? Vincent.
Jimmy Butler.
No, I wish Jimmy Butler. Oh no, should we get? Yeah, right. It's enough Laker talk. It's
too much basketball.
Sorry for the board, Paul. We're still pissed at the Dodgers. But yeah, let's get to our.
We're piecing this together.
Okay, college football first.
I had a rough week in college football.
I bounced back. I'm now a 500, 15, 15 and 1. Let's go.
And there I was drunkenly just yelling, we give out winners in front of champs. That was not a good look on my part. I apologize. Apparently we went to the snug afterwards. I was only there for a quick minute though. So I wasn't confident in those picks, but I went, 1-3, I think.
What do you have now? You're still above 500, right?
I'm at 17, 15 and one. So I'm still above 500. Dude, but we were sweating out that Washington Oregon over first and goal, and you go for the fourth down. That's our second story about that. If the people don't realize, we're gonna have to tell those stories one day,
dude. Oh my gosh!
But we were sweating that one out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, you know what?
I got a four pack.
I got a 4Z too, and I'm gonna go with some dogs here. I got a bunch of dogs and an over, so I'll start off with this one, the least sexy of them. New Mexico getting a point at home against Hawaii. The game doesn't make sense to me at all, and I know everybody watching is probably like, "What the fuck are you talking about? New Mexico and Hawaii?" Follow me here. New Mexico at home should not be a dog. I think they're a better team than Hawaii. Hawaii hasn't played anybody. I get New Mexico hasn't played anybody either. New Mexico should be favored in this game. I'd say sprinkle a little on New Mexico money line, but definitely get them in at plus one.
I like it. I like when you take the ones that are like no one's paying attention to. That's how you hit.
That's what
I mean. I
do my research. I do my research for the people.
This worked for me last week, like spots and situational spots. I mean, Washington just won their Super Bowl and they're now have to get up for home against Arizona State. They're favored by 27, 28. I think Arizona State gets within the number, maybe a backdoor cover, but Washington, I mean, they're still partying. They got to be
celebrating that game. Yeah.
I just think, I don't know. It's hard to get up again, but they'll still obviously win, but just win by like 21, dude, 24.
You know what's funny? Would you be surprised if Washington lost the game? Because this happens every single year to the Pac-12.
We think this one team
is set for the playoffs, and then they have a letdown game, and they just fuck the whole Pac-12. And then
none of them get in. I know it sucks. Maybe that's why they're all leaving, because they all, you know what I mean?
True. I'll keep it in the Pac-12. USC just got blown out by Notre Dame. I do not. For everything from I saw from SC, Caleb Williams looks like he doesn't even want to play. He's just saying, do I have to keep it going out there? Just let me get paid ready.
From what I'm seeing, USC started by 7.
Correct. Give me Utah. What's going on? The points all day long.
Is there something we're missing here? What, the quarterback's still out? But dude, they can still.
I don't know, but I think everybody and their mother is expecting a USC big bounce line, back.
But
give me Whittingham going on the road into the Coliseum. Yeah, dude, he gets his guys up.
Bro, I agree with you on that. That's not going to be on one of my picks, but dude, I totally agree with you on
that. Utah might win that game outright and shock everybody again. USC loses 2 in a row. We knew USC's toughest part of the schedule is coming. They're playing a ranked team every single week from here on out.
Dude, they might lose out like we looked. And then
they're not that good, people.
Another one that hit for me last week. Whenever Iowa's playing, dude, just take the under.
Oh, God, this is such boring.
Over-under was 31 and a half. You got to take the under. I'm sorry. It worked with Wisconsin. What was that score, like 15-9? This one,
they're home against Wisconsin. I fell asleep watching the game.
Dude, the score is going to be 14-10 Iowa. They're going to be like a 10-1 team. And they're going to be in the Big Ten champion. This is the worst 10-1 team.
That's why I can't stand the Big 12. It's boring football. Sorry, Big Ten, I mean.
Yeah, just God. That's another under. You have to keep telling the Iowa unders. What do you got next?
this team I loved last week. I did not put it in. It was in one of my early leans. I didn't add it to my action picks. I kicked myself because they won outright as a dog. I loved them. They're a dog again. I'm saying sprinkle a little them also. Oh, man.
I'm 40. I knew you were going to go there. I was about to do it.
Give me Okie State against a little McAfee's West Virginia, getting 3.5. Sprinkle a little.
Ooh, I like that because, dude, West Virginia is still upset about losing a Hail Mary, right?
And I don't think West Virginia's played that many good teams. I know they had that backyard brawl against Pitt. Pitt is not as good as they were the past couple of years. I just think West Virginia is in a letdown spot here. Oklahoma State just beat Kansas. They're riding high. I see them with a lot of confidence right now.
All right, well, Oregon, that's a fucking brutal beat for you guys. But sorry, Washington State, this is a brutal spot for you guys with a pissed off Oregon team at home. Washington State just lost 44-6 at home. Now they go to
Against Arizona,
bro. So this is an Oregon's favorite. But you tell me Oregon just has to win by 3 scores at home? Give me Oregon, dude, by 21 or more. Yeah, dude.
Is that your last pick?
I got one more after that.
Okay, because I have that game as well.
What do you got on the other side?
Both teams off a loss. Both teams pissed. Both teams need to show the voters that they are still in this. I see this thing being a shootout. Give me over 62. Okay. That's my last one. I like the over 62. So Oregon, score a shit ton of points and just go over 62 by yourselves. Yeah,
there you go. And then my last one is this helped for me when I took who did I take? Oh, I said Louisville let down. Pittsburgh just had their Super Bowl. They beat Louisville at home. Now they're on the road at Wake. Wake's favored by 1. Give me Wake at home, -1 against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh still got to be celebrating beating Louisville, I think.
That was a big game for them. And that was a good call last week because Louisville just had that game against Notre Dame.
And then everyone's talking about this game, the Penn State Ohio State, should we have our leans on that? What do you think, dude?
I mean, how many times is Penn State going to like be in a massive, massive game and just
not shit the bed?
They're going on the road into the horseshoe. I don't see this ending well for Penn State, but
I agree, dude. Yeah. What?
Ohio State hasn't looked like Ohio State has in the past like 5-6 years. This could be the time that maybe Penn State pulls it off. I just don't think Penn State's that good on the national level anymore. They always shit the bed in these games.
I think it's 3, right? I think if it's not 4.5, I think you got to lean Penn State in the 4.5. But it opened 3, huh?
Maybe buy the hook, go to 5.
Yeah.
It's hard to trust Penn State, dude.
Every time, man. Every time they have a big game, they just...
You know what the play might be? Maybe take Penn State first half.
There you go.
Ohio State's most cold out of the gate all their games. Yes, Notre Dame had them on the ropes. Notre Dame played a great game against them and lost in the last drive, last play of the game, pretty much. Maybe take Penn State first half. Maybe that's the play.
There you go. And then the other kind of big game is Tennessee-Alabama. What do you got on that one? Tennessee beat Alabama last year, right?
Revenge game.
I think by 10 or more. Yeah.
And that was in Knoxville.
Yeah,
they do the goalposts in the freaking river.
Yeah, ooh, revenge game, huh?
This is a revenge game. Saban's had this date circled in the calendar. Saban didn't forget about last year.
Yeah, maybe Bama by 10 or more for sure. All right, well, hopefully, let's stay above. Well, I'm trying to get above 500. You got to stay above 500 and stay hot, dude. It's NFL,
throwing darts, bro.
I've been doing well. I was throwing, dude, I was 1-3. I wasn't even the only thing that I'd look good was my taking the Browns. That was it. But my other picks were not good. 1-3. So I'm, what am I now? 13-11-2. What about you? What'd you go?
So I was 0-2. Niners shit the bet on me. That was a great call on your part. Chargers. What the fuck? Chargers being the Chargers, dude. I had them at 2.5. They lose by 3. Story of my life.
I can't believe I picked that team to root for in LA, dude.
Fucking Chargers, man. Every season it's the same shit with the Chargers. The Chargers are Penn State.
I was gonna say Chargers or Clippers or Chargers or or Dodgers.
So I went 0-2 on the season. I am 6-10-2. So below 500.
You're gonna get hot soon. It's gonna start this week.
I'm giving a 4-pack again. So I'm giving a 4-pack.
I got 4 as well. Let's go.
I'll kick it off. This is the week of the home dog. That's where I agree. That's my bread and butter.
I got a lot of. I actually just one. What do you got?
I've got three home dogs and one road dog. I'm telling you, I'm going all dogs. I'll give my only road dog. I just never have ever had faith in Lamar Jackson and Baltimore. Give me the Lions. The Lions are playing fantastic football.
We're opposite sides on this. We're opposite sides.
Give me the Lions getting three at Baltimore.
Only because the line makes no sense right now. I have to take the Ravens. Because, dude, everyone's saying the Lions are the best team in the league. They're 5-1, blah, blah.
There's a lot of hype.
There's a lot of hype right now, and they put the Ravens as -3. Why is it -3? It should be like pick them for. I thought the Lions were the best team. I gotta take Ravens -3. I'm just from what the spread. Yeah, it's fishy.
The most line, I would ever see was 2.5. I wonder, did it open at 3 or did it open at 2.5? That's my question, because opening at 2.5. I see your argument.
I'm just seeing it 3 now. I just gotta take Ravens -3.
I'm seeing 3-2. I'm taking the Lions in that. So
I'm not confident, but I'm just saying, yeah, one of us will win. How about we push?
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. A little 23-20 game.
Yeah. Oh, what's your next one?
Dude, if I'm just like literally looking at the four teams that I'm betting on. I mean, I guess the Lions are good. The Lions have been historically trash the past like 2 decades. And I'm looking at these other three games that I'm betting on. What the fuck am I doing? I'm throwing darts here. I'm 6-10-2. The only way you hit out of a slump is you got to keep swinging.
Yeah, for sure.
Give me the Broncos getting 1 point. I still do not trust Green Bay. I don't trust Love.
You're not on the Love train.
Russell Wilson actually isn't playing horrible right now. He's racking up passing yards. His stats are pretty good.
Maybe because it's garbage time stats.
But exactly. He's finding Sutton a lot. Give me the Broncos getting a point at home against Green Bay. Home dog.
Okay, here's a home dog. I mean, I just took them last week. They end up winning outright. The Colts look like shit. Even did Minshew. I think he's like 2-10 as a starter. But, dude, everyone's on the Browns. If it was Walker, Watson, I don't care. Colts at home plus 2.5. You got it. You got to take it. Folks, I don't like it. But
when we're on the same, we're hitting about 90% when we pick the same.
Colts, dude, right?
Actually, the fact that we're on this the same, that's one of my games. I say we got to go money line. We got to sprinkle on that.
I have to. And then, dude, Browns are better outside, you know, at home. You know, this is going to be in the dome.
At the rate that we're hitting when we pick the same, literally, we got to be over 90%.
No, I agree. It's all back. Go look at all the episodes. They're 90%.
I like Minshew, dude. I'm riding the Minshew train right now.
He looked like shit last week, but he's got to step up this week. Now we know because Richardson's out for the year, so Mitchell's got to know this is his team going. Yeah,
that's a great point, dude. I already had them. I didn't even think of that point.
I know Browns look good. I like the stats, but a little let down from the Browns. A little let down.
Home dog. My last one here. What's your last one? Raider fans. I'm taking the Bears, dude. I'm telling you, look at the games. I'm taking the Broncos.
I can't even name the Colts. Who's the backup quarterback?
Give me the Bears getting 3 against the Raiders, dude. It makes no sense. It makes zero sense.
Antep's gonna be pissed, man.
Nothing I've been picking. I think every pick that I've had so far that I've been losing, I'm 6-10-2. All the games that I've been losing makes perfect sense, and they lose.
You watch it, and then
Bears make no sense. It's going to win for me. Watch. Give me the Bears +3.
And this one, I mean, this doesn't make sense. And we were just talking about them, how frustrating they are to watch. Chargers +5.5. This is the games they win. This is the games they win. When no one thinks they're going to win, and there's like same old Chargers. But do they usually play the Chiefs well? I know, but 5.5, why is it only 5.5 if the Chargers are this? But it should be 7 at home, right?
Yeah.
I think I got to take Chargers +5.5. This is the games they win.
I could see them getting up for this game, but I feel like they just let me down way too many times. And it's just so hard for me to freaking bet on them anymore.
I agree, but I say sprinkle my line because it doesn't make sense. NFL doesn't even fucking make sense, to be honest. So I think Chargers +5.5. I don't know.
Nothing makes sense, dude.
Yeah, you know what's the biggest lock of the game? That they'll show Taylor Swift over 10 times in this stance. That's the lock.
Dude, I just picked a team whose quarterback's name is Tyson Bagnet.
Taking Tyson Bagnet, whatever. Oh shit! Well, did I have one? How many? That was that my third? Who else did I take?
You had Baltimore. You had
Colts, Ravens, Chargers, and then my last one. Or do you have one more?
I'm done. I got four.
My last one. I mean, Tomlin off a bye. You, Scotty, right? I know it's at the Rams.
It's a good call.
He's getting three in LA. You know how many Steelers fans are going to be there? Oh my god, dude, a shit ton. I think Deontay Johnson's back for Steelers. They have to fix that offense. So hopefully, they did over the bye week. I think that's. I think they at least cover. Give me the three in the hook. Steelers, little sprinkle money line.
Tomlin off a bye. I mean, I'm not arguing.
And Ramzo line, it looks pretty shit. They just lost their running back, and they're all line. I could see TJ Watt having a huge game.
Talk about going backwards. Didn't they just re-sign Daryl Henderson?
I saw that. Did you pick him up? Pick him up.
I did not. I'm not touching any Rams running
backs. Oh, yeah, screw fantasy, too. I hate fantasy, man. Dude, NFL just makes me upset.
I hate it.
Makes
me upset, bro. Dude, I've been on the Bears. I'm taking the Bears.
You took the Bears last week.
I didn't take them last week. Last week I took Niners and Chargers. Took them like 2 weeks ago, but that was with Fields too. So I mean, I'm taking them without Fields.
With Tyson, dude. You better step up. All right. Well, Dodgers, you suck. Kings, way to get on the board. Lakers, just stay healthy.
And see you in a week, Lakers.
Yeah, we'll see you in a week. All right, man.
All right, bro.
Later.